Hey, everybody, it's Dan Charlie Kirk Show. Should we use lethal force for those people coming into our country illegally and storming our border? What should we make of the latest spending disaster in the House? And also, since we recorded this episode, just so we're clear, there's been some breaking news. Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin is resigning on April 19th, effectively giving us even less of a seat. So I want you to listen to this episode, factoring in that we're going to have one less Republican coming on April 19th. Woo! It's about to get really interesting. You might see Speaker Hakeem Jeffries sometime soon. In addition, I addressed Candace Owens, who is now out at the Daily Wire. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app. Type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Today is a very, very busy news day. The House of Representatives has just passed a new spending bill, a $1.2 trillion spending bill. The spending bill is a catastrophe. There is no spin. There's only one really good thing in the bill, and I'll start with that. Apparently, we're no longer allowed to have gay pride flags on embassies across the world. That's your win. Write that down. What else is in this new monster bill? There's an $850,000 line item for a gay senior home. Not a joke. $15 million to pay for Egyptians' college tuition, foreigners' college tuition. $400,000 for a gay activist group to teach elementary kids about being trans. Subsidizing grooming in the classroom. $500,000, and I am not kidding about this, but I do want to know what it is. I'm very curious as to what it is. $500,000 for a DEI zoo. What is a DEI zoo? I went to the zoo recently. I don't know how you make it a DEI zoo. $400,000 for a group to give clothes to teenagers to help them hide their gender. Also in the bill is 12,000 new Muslims that will be admitted into the United States from Afghanistan. New people from Afghanistan. The spending deal also grants 12,000 new special immigrant visas for Afghans who helped the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, a measure that drew bipartisan support. So more foreigners coming into the country, 12,000 new ones. Where are the wins here? There are no wins. Are we going to balance our budget? No, we are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. Complete capitulation by the Republicans. Now, if you remember, and if you watch this show regularly, and you listen to us closely, back in the fall, we got very upset when Republicans did not fight. Do you remember that whole argument we made? Shut it down over Thanksgiving, make people work through Christmas, because if you delay to the new year, you're going to get a pile of rubbish. I say that because I've been doing this for 12 years. I know how this works. As soon as you enter an election year, everybody is cautious and courage goes out the window. And that is why we went all in. That is why we were so forceful with Speaker Johnson, so forceful with all these moderates. They said, oh, don't worry, the big fight's going to happen in January. And I said, no, it's not. You are lying to us. You are lying. I've been around this. You're not going to get some big bill. And even some Freedom Caucus people said, oh, yeah, January's a big fight. And then January came. Remember, they said, we're going to do another month extension on a continuing resolution. And then February comes along and they say, we're going to do another extension to March. And now you get a worse deal than a continuing resolution. You get a worse deal than if we just did another CR. Your House Republicans refuse to fight in August. They refuse to fight in September. They refuse to fight in October. They refuse to fight in November. But hey, they had a nice Christmas vacation. Christmas feels like a long time ago. That's where this fight should have been waged. You have all the leverage around November and December. People were talking about Iowa caucus and Trump. There were plenty of distractions. People were, you know, they were more focused on their families and Christmas. Perfect time to get in the weeds and to potentially shut down the government. Perfect time to use all your leverage. But we said, hey, Charlie, that's too radical. That's too extreme. We're just going to kick to the new year. And they did. So what do we now have? We have, quite honestly, legislative trash is what we have. Republicans were not given the opportunity to make amendments. Republicans were not given the opportunity to have input in this legislative process. Any of the money that's going to the border will improve the concierge service to allow foreigners and illegals to come into our country quicker. It will essentially give more funding to Expedia.com, that is known as our Border Patrol. They did not even give lawmakers 72 hours to read the bill. The FBI still has more money than ever. The woke military, untouched. The Department of Justice, which is going after political dissidents, untouched and fully funded. The FBI gets a new building. And again, we are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. And it's not as if we did not warn them. They had the opportunity. It's inevitable if you try to fight an election, you're going to get nothing. Oh, by the way, it also gives $650 million to every state to give money to illegals. Do we have a roll call of everyone who voted for this, by the way? Can I get a roll call? I want to see who voted for this. Your House Republicans have basically now done the bidding of Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden. There's no spin. Okay, there's one good thing. No more pride flags on embassies. Is that a win? Or is that just a minor course correction to something that should never have happened in the first place? See, this is how DC works. They say, oh yeah, this is a win. But is it a win? I mean, it's a win in the sense that it's no longer there. But to be honest, if you said, Charlie, would you rather have a balanced budget or get rid of the pride flag? I'd obviously love to have both. I'd much rather have a balanced budget. Balanced budget, the fact that we are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days is an existential threat to the country. Existential threat to the country. We're deteriorating our currency. We are robbing from future generations. It is generational theft. And Republicans, and I'm not going to pick on the Democrats. We know who they are. They are Marxists who hate the country. So who are these Republicans? These Republicans are the ones that they take being a congressman so seriously. It's like being on student council. It's their whole identity. They shudder in fear the day they may no longer be a member of Congress. What is the point of being a Republican when they don't just stab you in the back, they just stab you right between the eyes? And it doesn't do a lot of good to keep on saying the I told you so stuff, but it does build our credibility. Because I remember people were attacking our program. They said, Charlie, give Speaker Johnson time. Remember that back in the fall? Give him time to settle. And I said, time for what? Fight now. And we were told, oh, just a little bit more time, a little bit more time, a little bit more time. And now you might as well have Hakeem Jeffries. How is this bill, not the House itself, because there's some oversight stuff that's happening, that's good, but how is this bill any different than what Hakeem Jeffries would be passing? Any different? Well, because of this, Marjorie Taylor Greene has now come out with a parliamentarian resolution to vacate the chair. The bill passed 286 to 134 with 185 Democrats voting for it and 101 Republicans backing it. It now moves to the Senate, where passage is likely, of course, obviously. The one thing that the House and the Senate can agree on is let's borrow as much money as possible, keep the borders open, and just keep the cheap money going to the regime. The chamber can beat a midnight deadline when current funding expires. Let's talk real risks and real safety for a second. Right now, banks are juggling debts under the radar. Commercial properties, cars, credit cards, they're owed on. It's a bit much, isn't it? Makes you think of the 2008 financial crisis. There's a smoother way to handle your finances. I have turned to gold and silver. In fact, I'm holding silver in my hand right now from Noble Gold Investments. It might be traditional, but it's reliable, not just shiny objects. There's some stability in these uncertain times. If you're interested in exploring this path, Noble Gold Investments can guide you. They know their stuff about precious metals for IRAs and 401ks. And here's a little nudge. A 1/4 ounce gold standard gold coin, free with qualifying account, only this month. When you're ready, invest with the folks at Noble Gold Investments. They'll help you figure out if it's the right move for you. No pressure, just options. You can claim your free gold coin and secure your family's financial future. Just use promo code GOLD. What is your hedge right now against a coming collapse? The market is primed for a correction. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Colin Plume and the team at Noble Gold Investments, they're terrific, responsive, ethical, honest. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. So let me build this out further, how this works. The Uniparty has no interest ever to cut spending, but they know that you want spending cut. So here is how the game is played. The game is played, they inaugurate themselves in the first month of January, the first month of their term, January of last year, 2023. They spend the first couple months enjoying the high life of being a congressman, filling committees, doing lobbyist insider deals. Now, remember, the Senate and the House during the midterms, remember we spoke out against this, they punted to September of 2023. And so the spending decisions were robbed from the House majority. Remember, we got so angry about that in December of 2022? The point I'm making here is that every one of these decisions is handing off to the other. This is a decade of kicking the can down the road, a decade of consecutive punts of one term of Congress looking out to the next term of Congress. So in December of 2022, they passed this atrocious spending bill that we hated, that effectively neutered and robbed the incoming House majority from being able to run a budget until September of 2023. September 2023 comes up. Kevin McCarthy makes some decisions the base doesn't like. Get rid of McCarthy. Okay, so we bring in Johnson. Johnson has to do something about it. He does continuing resolutions. We get pretty angry. October comes up. We say, hey, now's the time to fight. He says, I'm still getting used to the job. Now understand, all of the Uniparty people, they've never wanted to take a tough vote. The moderate Republicans are thrilled with $100 trillion, because the Uniparty's getting fed, corporate donors are there. These are not patriots. These are parasites on the American political system, these moderate Republicans. They have no concern about the border. They have no concern about the welfare of the country. Somebody asked here, but what is their plan? You think they have a plan? You think they love America? I've spent time around some of these people. They love themselves. They love the comfort and the luxury and the prestige that comes with being a congressperson. So then October comes and Speaker Johnson says, we're going to punt till near Thanksgiving. That's when the fight is going to come. And we criticized him then. So then Thanksgiving comes up. And we said, hey, now's the time, because I'm getting whispers. You guys are going to do the thing that Congress always does, which is, hey, it's the holidays. We're going to punt till January. And we were told by insiders, no, it's going to be different this time. And lo and behold, they made an announcement. We're going till January 13th. And we said, nothing is going to happen on January 13th. We had Andy Biggs on the program. We had Marjorie Taylor Greene. I said, you guys are being lied to by leadership. Nothing is going to happen. And they said, well, if that's the case, then we're going to put up a big fight. God bless you guys. Keep fighting. January comes up. Boom. Continuing resolution to February. And then now a continuing resolution to March. Well, we finally passed a spending bill, a $1.2 trillion spending bill that is worse than even the continuing resolutions that were put forward. What is the plan? There is no plan. Republicans, if you spend time around these moderate Republicans, you'll have great understanding that it's not about the country. This is their profession. They don't look at this as their duty. It's a big difference. For them, this is about ascension, committee chairmanships, and pleasing the lobbyists, pleasing Boeing and Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, going to the parties and going to the donor mansions. A lot of these people, not all of them, are so unimpressive. You spend time with them. They're not very smart. They never really could succeed in corporate America. So for them, this is their identity. And a big portion of the House Republican Conference, this is their identity. And they say, oh, it's the radical right fault. Well, which side wants to actually cut spending? We have not had a serious come to Yeshua movement or moment where we say the spending is so out of control. But moderate Republicans say, hey, just punt it. It's good. It's fine if we give $850,000 to gay nursing homes, $15 million to pay for Egyptians' tuition. Perfectly fine if the border remains wide open. Leadership never wanted spending cuts to occur. Leadership never wanted to get into the weeds of this. So they played you. And now they say, well, there's nothing we can do because it's an election year. They set that up. They knew that that was going to be their excuse. This was the plan all along. Today, we're diving into a topic that's more relevant than ever, online integrity. We live in a digital age where technology has become an integral part of our daily lives. From smartphones to laptops, the internet offers incredible opportunities for connection and growth. But with these opportunities also come risks that can compromise our values, integrity, and faith. Pornography is almost everywhere. And I can tell you, Covenant Eyes works. I use it, and you should too. In fact, I used Covenant Eyes before they ever wanted to partner with us on this podcast, which is why I'm so thrilled to share with you this special offer today. Look, it's a powerful tool. It's changing the game when it comes to helping men and women steer clear of porn and providing online accountability. If you're watching porn, stop watching porn. There's no excuse for it. Stop justifying it. Stop trying to rationalize it. Covenant Eyes isn't just another software. It's a shield for your digital life, helping you navigate the internet with confidence and in God-honoring ways. It's been helpful to me in my life, and I want you to find the same peace of mind and freedom. So what exactly does Covenant Eyes do? Well, it offers a range of features designed to protect you and your loved ones from harmful online content. From customizable filters to real-time monitoring, what sets Covenant Eyes apart is its emphasis on accountability. With Covenant Eyes, you can partner with trusted family and friends to receive regular reports of your internet activity, creating a culture of transparency and support. Whether you're a parent looking to protect your kids or an individual committed to living with integrity and porn-free, Covenant Eyes is the solution you've been searching for. It's not just software. It's a commitment to upholding your values and honoring your faith in every area of your life. So if you're ready to take the next step in safeguarding your digital life, I encourage you to check out our friends at Covenant Eyes today. That is covenanteyes.com/Charlie. Again, that is covenanteyes.com/Charlie. For your free 30 days, do it today. covenanteyes.com/Charlie. It could save your online activity from the poison of pornography. covenanteyes.com/Charlie. When does it become an invasion? Well, it's already an invasion. What's happening on the southern border? Video went viral yesterday of a group of foreigners storming the border, overwhelming the Texas National Guard. These are military-aged men coming from countries all over the world, showing no regard for our customs or laws, overwhelming the border, overwhelming the system, pushing them around. I want to ask a question. We're going to provocatively pursue truth here because no, everyone's afraid to say what's obviously needs to happen here. Let's play cut 110. It's their country. Just so you know, that is a group of 200 to 300 military-aged men, just overwhelming Texas Border Patrol and Texas National Guard. The U.S. government is doing nothing. Remember, Joe Biden says they built the country. At what point is it time to start to at least use rubber bullets or use some sort of tear gas to prevent this and quell this invasion? They have no regard for the process for legal immigration. And at what point do we use real force? You have to be willing to do it. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, Charlie, why are you so pro-Israel? One of the reasons I'm pro-Israel is that when Israel gets invaded on their border, they defend their border. If 300 Palestinian Arabs tried to run into Israel like that, it wouldn't end well for them. We're the only superpower on the planet where we just allow people to run them over. And we're supposed to, just so you understand, those military-age males are now going to get cell phones, food, cash, flights to the interior of the United States. Why do we have a military? Why do we have men with guns if we can't use them? Having a country means being able to draw a line on the ground and say, this is our sovereign territory. If you enter, we have lethal force and we're willing to use it. And you can escalate. You don't have to start with lethal force. You can start with rubber bullets, start with tear gas. You can start with firing next to them. Say, hey, we have weapons. We're willing to use them. The most fundamental right of both property and sovereignty is the right to exclude. You don't own your home, your country, or even your body if you can't protect it from breach with deadly force. Again, Israel shoots people who rush the Gaza fence. And Democrats in America defend Israel. Some do, not all of them. Jewish Democrats like Chuck Schumer and says, hey, Israel's defending itself, but why can't America defend itself the same way Israel defends itself? And understand, this is not about shooting people every day. If you do it once, maybe twice, when there is an actual invasion, people learn, and the threat of force is what keeps this sort of thing from happening. The same principle, by the way, applies to crime. If cops can't use force to stop criminals, criminals eventually learn they can just ignore the law with impunity. I want you to picture 300 to 400 military-aged men running through Texas National Guard with total just the arrogance, celebrating that they're in the country. Criminals need to fear the police. So let me get this straight. Capitol Police on January 6th, it was okay to shoot Ashley Babbitt. And some people say yes, some people say no. She was not an invader. She was a military veteran. And we can't discharge a weapon when there's an invasion happening on our border. I want to play that video again. Can we play it without audio? I want to play it again. How is this any different than somebody storming a country? By the way, where are all the women and kids in that video? Can someone tell me? Where are all the dreamers? And look, their hands are up and they know what to say, but they're not here for process. Or they're told to stop. They're told to stop. They get in a conflict with Texas National Guard and in they come. And Joe Biden says those are the real Americans, by the way, and they come right up to the gates celebrating. Where are all the women and kids? Those are the men that will go into your communities and break into your homes and rape your women, take your children. But hey, they're dreamers. We're not doing background checks on them. We're not doing DNA checks on them. They just come right into the United States however they please. So I'm going to ask the question again. At what point should Texas use some form of force? They're just sitting there watching. Oh, yep, get out of the way. Boy, is that a powerful visual. 2024 America, National Guard that steps out of the way when your country gets invaded. And you can't blame him. If he dared lay hands on the illegals, he'd probably go to jail because illegals get preferential treatment in this country and Americans do not. Remember the whole whip fiasco? My position all along is, yes, it wasn't true, but of course you should be able to use whips against foreigners that are coming into your country. Why is that controversial? If you try to break into other sovereign countries, if you try to break into Russia, If you try to break into Saudi Arabia, if you try to break into Israel, if you try to break into China, if you try to break into Japan, if you try to break into Korea, a country that believes in its right to exist defends itself from intruders. And that visual that we just saw, it's happening every single day. We've said it before, and it might sound heated, but those who enable this, I believe they're guilty of treason. I really believe that. It is hard to see those images and not say, that's not the end of the country. You cannot have the continuation of America as we know it and have National Guard and Border Patrol kind of do the, like they're dancing with bulls in Barcelona. Come on in. And we just call balls and strikes here. And then they're going to come into the interior of the United States. They'll come to Chicago. They'll come to San Francisco. They'll come to New York. And it was every single day. So what can be done about it? What would happen if Texas started firing rubber bullets? Let's play this out. Let's just say rubber bullets. What would happen? And by the way, I don't rejoice in this. I don't want to have to use force, but these people are criminals. They're invading. They made the decision to invade. They made the decision to do a pincer movement into the United States of America. They are bringing force upon themselves. So what would happen if Texas all of a sudden started using rubber bullets, non-lethal rubber bullets? What would happen? The federal government would come in and sue them and maybe arrest the people that use the force. The federal government is more worried about policing the actions of Texas protecting its sovereignty than protecting the sovereignty of the nation. Not only should these people be deported, you need real deterrence. There is the castle doctrine in this country. The castle doctrine is that you're allowed to defend your home if it's being invaded, if it's being intruded upon, if it's being burglarized. Why can't you defend your country if it's being burglarized? These people are burglars, robbers, thieves, and criminals. They're effective squatters in the country, and we call them migrants. Stop using that term. This will not stop. And they laugh at us. You see that? They're kind of like rejoicing. They know we're never going to use force. The word is out in the insane asylums, in the prisons, in the gang communities. America is open. The greatest country ever to exist. They won't arrest you. They won't deter you. They won't deport you. They'll give you free stuff. And if you impregnate a woman, that child becomes a U.S. citizen because that's birthright citizenship. They are gaming every single rule, regulation, and custom and using it against us. And they are laughing about it. You got videos of illegal Venezuelans saying, hey, we're going to take over homes and sit as squatters in the major metropolitan areas. I think it's time to start use some form of force to defend our country before it gets too late. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. Lots of people asking us about Candace Owens. So I'm in the dark here in the sense of all the details, but it's pretty clear what's happened from the outside. It's been bubbling up for the last couple of weeks. Candace Owens remains a great friend, and she definitely has expressed some heterodox opinions on Israel and on Gaza. She recently had a rabbi on the program who was also on our show, Rabbi Barclay, and either she got fired or she left. We don't know all the terms of it. It really bothers me when people throw around the label anti-Semite. You know, all these articles, you know, Candace Owens is a Jew hater. Candace Owens is an anti-Semite. That's repulsive to say. You don't know Candace Owens. See, I do. I've had the chance to not only travel the country with her, but visit to Israel with her. And if she has a difference of opinion on Israel, and I'm very, very pro-Israel, that automatically makes her an anti-Semite? Doesn't that water down the term anti-Semite? But that's the new culture that we're in. the new culture, I suppose, is that you can just call somebody names and it's supposed to stick. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I haven't spoken to her. Sent her a text, say, hey, how you doing? Hanging in there. And I know that she's going to be just fine. Candace Owens is a superstar. And the more that you throw at her, she is the definition of anti-fragile. She's going to be just fine. All right, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to play another piece of tape here. Let's go to this one. The Los Angeles Police Department has formed a special task to combat organized foreign gangs. I've been warning about this. I was trolled by Media Matters. They said, oh, Charlie, what do you mean the breaking of homes? We were way ahead of the story about how the illegals that are storming the border, they are robbing homes at rates we've never seen before. Play cut 27.
We have a significant increase in burglaries from organized groups that are outside this country that are coming into the country, and they are targeting high-end residents, and we are addressing that specifically in a task force fashion through multi-agencies.
Lots of these break-ins have been recorded by security cameras in recent years. Detectives tell me many tourist burglars who've been arrested often entered the U.S. through a visa waiver program. Many were visiting from Chile and other South American countries.
In cut 28, they say over 900 homes in L.A. were burglarized in the last couple months. Burglars are using Wi-Fi jammers to block cameras and alarm systems. This is sophisticated RICO-style stuff. But again, remember, Joe Biden says these people built the country. They're dreamers. Diversity is our strength, everybody. Play cut 28.
The LAPD says there have been more than 900 residential burglaries across the city since January. Some of those committed by the tourist burglars, who often target luxury homes in the foothills. And some of them may be using new technology to interfere with home security. Just last week, the LAPD's Wilshire station sent out this alert that Wi-Fi jammers had been used to block camera and alarm signals during some recent break-ins. Jammers and drones have been found by officers in Beverly Hills and other nearby cities. Police in Scottsdale, Arizona, announced today the arrests of a trio of suspected residential burglars, all in the U.S. on the visa waiver program and suspected of being part of a wide-ranging criminal organization.
This stuff is really common in other countries. It wasn't here. We have decided to bring it in. We have decided to bring in organized crime and organized activity. And that is just a taste of it, by the way. And just so you know, these people are going to serve 1 to 3 years in prison. They'll get out and they'll do it again. And the other stuff that we're going to get very soon, kidnapping for ransom. You better have your eyes on your kids at all times. And I hope you have a lot of weapons. This is escalating the same way it does in the third world. There will be high profile kidnappings happening in this country very soon. Very soon. They're using Wi-Fi jammers. They're using cell phone jammers. There is nothing that will prevent them from kidnapping a young child and saying, pay me $1 million or else I'm going to kill your kid. We're importing every unclean activity from the third world. We have more sex slaves in this country than ever before. We have more slaves on the southern border than ever before. We have more girls being sold into prostitution. We have more fentanyl. We have more drugs. We have rapes occurring, robberies. Why wouldn't we also get kidnappings for ransom? Very common in Mexico, very common in the third world. But remember, immigrants built this country, and diversity is our strength. 900 homes. By the way, just in Scottsdale, it was 90 homes in 30 days, almost three a night. What you invite in is what you get. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.